Welcome back to the Neutral Zone Podcast. As always, I am Tyler Gallo alongside Jonathan Hanna. Hi, John. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Great. Pretty good. Back. Yeah. I saw It Chapter 2 yesterday. Great movie.
I just realized you don't have the question of the day.
I do not have the question of the day.
You just said that. What's your favorite movie or favorite sports movie of all time?
Favorite sports movie. Now, that's a good question. Because my favorite movie of all time is one of the X-Men movies, Days of Future Past. I think that's one. That was what it is. Yes.
Sounds familiar. I don't remember.
My favorite sports movie is going to be tough. You know, I don't remember. I haven't watched Mighty Ducks, surprisingly. Miracle on Ice was pretty good. I liked Little Big League. Angels in the Outfield was also really good. I have to say The Sandlot, probably. That was a great movie.
I wasn't a big Angels in the Outfield fan.
You weren't?
No, I don't know what it was. It just didn't click for me.
I like Major League, like MLB movies. They're kind of cool when you see like the random players.
I'd have to go with either Major League.
Oh, yeah, Major League. I saw that last year.
Yeah, we watched it in our dorm.
Yeah, that was like the first week of school we watched Major League, so I had to watch it before we went to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Great movie. I like Major League, but I haven't seen Major League 2 yet. And
I heard it's bad.
Yeah, it probably is. I'm going to have to go with Little Big League then.
I'm also a huge fan of Goon.
Goon? I haven't seen Goon.
Surprisingly. It's on Netflix, I think.
Yeah, I'll take a look at it.
Same as Goon 2, I believe. They're both on Netflix.
It's funny. I just haven't seen a lot of hockey movies. As big of a hockey guy as I am, I haven't seen a lot of them. I saw Miracle on Ice for the first time a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. Mighty Ducks, I don't think I've watched all the way through. I haven't watched any of those movies. Goon, I haven't watched. I haven't watched Mystery Alaska.
Seen that one.
My dad said it was really good. But yeah.
Also, you know what I want to see? It's a football movie.
What's that?
It's a good one. Excuse me. The Replacements.
The Replacements?
It's with Keanu Reeves, Gene Hackman.
Okay.
It's basically, there's a strike and they're the replacement players. Yeah.
I've seen a bunch of more sports movies. Like, I've seen The Waterboy.
I don't like Waterboy.
Well, yeah, probably because you don't like Adam Sandler too much.
Water sucks.
Great line from them. That's the best line from the movie. But yeah, I have to go with Little Big League. I don't know why. I like the Metrodome. That's one of my favorite stadiums of all time. And I like the Twins, so.
Hubert H. Humphrey.
Metrodome, yeah. I haven't seen Rookie of the Year either.
It's good when you're younger. Now that it's older, it seems a lot more corny.
Yeah, but Major League was really good, too. But I'm going to have to go with Little Big League.
Also, nope. I know what my favorite is. Never mind. Scratch all that. Trouble with the Curve.
Okay, I haven't seen that one.
Oh, great movie. Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, baby.
Amy Adams.
I'm here. I'm doing a baseball movie.
Also, Justin Timberlake's in it.
Yeah.
He does a pretty good job.
The one thing I don't like about that movie is it's the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah. Well,
I'm Clint Eastwood, and I'm a scout for the Atlanta Braves.
And the Boston Red Sox.
And the Red Sox. Well, I don't mind the Sox.
They have a small part in it.
I don't mind the Sox.
But, all right, so baseball news.
Yeah, well, actually, before we get into baseball news, we have some news relating to the podcast. The first Epic, we have a date set. It will be Sunday, September 29th, and we are going to be talking about juiced baseballs in the MLB. So be ready for that one. That's going to be a time. We're going to take the whole hour, maybe more, if we have a lot enough to talk about. But, yeah, juiced baseballs, it's an epidemic. My two friends from Delaware will come, and we will talk about it. I don't know if John's going to be on here, but if so, I will take the reins of that podcast. So, yeah, stay tuned for that, listeners. 2 weeks from today, or 2 weeks from now, is going to be the first Epic of the Neutral Zone career.
Yes.
But yeah. And
first
we're ready for that.
First and certainly not the last.
Not the last. We will probably have some later in the year when there's like a slow news day. Maybe we'll have like a hockey one.
Or what sort of just stuff comes up. Like,
yeah.
Like, you know, we might have maybe not an epic, but a mini epic about if NHL players should be in the Olympics.
Just yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something
exactly.
Like that.
Or if the refs are ruining playoff hockey. That's one thing, too. The
refs are ruining every sport.
All right, well,
did
baseball.
Did you see that Saints game last night?
I did not.
There was a clear fumble. And
The Jared Goff pass?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that. I saw
that
on ESPN.
What a surprise. It was Saints-Rams again that the refs screwed up.
Saints are still crying over the offseason, and they lost their quarterback. Yeah. Speaking of injuries, Big Ben also out for the season.
And speaking of even more injuries, that ties us right into
Yelich and Trout, two bona fide MVP candidates, are out for the season. That is rough. I still think Mike Trout wins the AL MVP.
Oh, there's no one.
There's no one else even close. And Christian Yelich, he might still have a chance of winning the MVP. Cody Bellinger, since his unreal April, has just fallen off the table. He's almost below 300, if you can fathom that. I mean, he was chasing 400 in April, and then now he's down to, like, I think he was 306 last night when he was playing the Mets. But yeah, he's out for the season, Christian Yelich. He might still win it. And our airstrike, Yoast Baum,
We can talk about that one in a bit. We have that topic right as the third one. So
Let's do that. And then, yeah, Trout, it's sad to see these two guys out for the season. It's just bad for baseball. And Anthony Rizzo is out for I don't know how long, but he got hurt. So that's three really good players that are going to be missing some time, including two of the best players in the league. But
some might say two of the best.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yelich won the MVP last year. Trout did as well. And then the Dodgers clinched the NL West a couple of games ago, not against the Mets in their series weekend. They clinched the NL West, though. I mean, it was a foregone conclusion at this point. They're like 25 games up. But, yeah, so they are going to the playoffs, so congratulations to them. Will they get over the hump of the World Series? They are back-to-back World Series losers. Who knows? But they're if the Mets don't make the playoffs, they're my favorite out of the sadly, my favorite out of the National League, even though I'd like to see a different team go to the World Series for once from the NL. And then the Braves are within striking distance of the NL East. So sad to say from my standpoint, but it just got to the point where they're ridiculously good. And there could be three teams from the NL East in the playoffs this year. The Mets are still certainly have a chance. They get a pretty easy schedule coming up with Colorado, Cincinnati, and Miami. And the Nationals are not locked into the first wild card spot, but they are in a wild card spot right now. And they're going to lose in the first round because they're first round exits.
Of course.
Yeah, so
Washington, I mean, apart from last year, Washington and disappointing playoff performances, what goes better together? You know, because the Caps always win the second round.
And then my friend Marin, who is a Nationals fan, can attest to this. D.C. is probably one of the saddest sports cities when it comes to championships and stuff.
Buffalo.
And poor Buffalo.
But so the Yoast Baum, who wins MVP now in the NL? Yelich? Hurt, obviously.
I still think it is, but I agree with Luke Yoast Baum. Even though he's not hitting 300 or anything, Yoast said if the Mets can make a playoff push,
which they are somewhat still doing,
four games out, and they're playing nine games against teams that are well below 500. They're in Colorado for three, which can wake up your offense. They're playing in the Bandbox in Cincinnati, and then they're playing against Miami at home. So it's two away series, their last two of the year, and then they play Miami, and then, of course, they have to play the Braves to end the season out.
Yes.
But the Braves might be resting their regulars.
They could be.
It's the last series of the year.
Because they're so close to the NL East, as we said already.
Yeah. But he says if the Mets make a playoff push, in addition to Rookie of the Year, Pete Alonso wins the MVP, which I can see happening.
It's going to be tight because I mean,
and I think another guy with an outside shot is if you look up Ketel Marte Arizona.
Yeah, Marte's been phenomenal.
Like, he's a guy that is having a real breakout season, one of the best hitters in the league. And another guy, Anthony Rendon, as much as I hate to say this, from Washington, is just otherworldly this season. He's one of my least favorite players in the league, but you can't knock his talent this year.
Bryce Harper for MVP.
Bryce Harper has just been absolutely garbage on the Phillies this year. I mean,
it's not even that he's been garbage. He's just been average.
He
isn't. I mean, his years in Washington were good.
Well, actually, since his MVP year, he's been an average hitter. He went off in 2015 where he hit 330. Yeah. Since then, he's just been an average hitter that strikes out and hits 25 to 30 home runs a year. Definitely wasn't worth as much the money that he got.
And speaking of home runs,
this is what I don't like to see. My boy Pete Alonso needs to win it, but Eugenio Suarez out of nowhere ties the home run lead with 47 with two home runs last night against the Diamondbacks. He's had the quietest 47 home runs of the season. Unbelievable. I mean, this guy, I think he hit 40 last year.
I think so. It was close to that. Let me check real quick.
I'm trying to remember who the Tigers traded him for. Alfredo Simone. You've never heard of him, and I really haven't heard about. I know him, obviously, but haven't heard about him too much this year. But, yeah, Eugenio Suarez, great season so far. Great season for Cincinnati. He might win it, but Pete Alonso has anything to say about that. Pete Alonso and him are tied at 47. We will have that in a clip later, Suarez's second home run. And we'll get into scores. Thank God Boston beat Philly 6-3. The Boston Red Sox are out. They're out of it now. It's a three-horse race in the wild card right now between the Rays, the A's, and the Indians. And
who would have picked those three teams?
Exactly. I mean, the Rays had a really good year last year. They won 90 games. They didn't make the playoffs because they're stuck in the AL East. But, Yeah, the A's also were a wild card team last year, but the Indians are jockeying for first place with the Twins right now, and they've seemed to be playing them every day. That's what's been the series the last couple of weeks. But speaking of that, Boston beat Philly 6-3, all but pretty much sealing that the Phillies are not going to make the wild card this year. They aren't even on the graphic anymore that the MLB posted today. So the Phillies, they're falling out of it. The Yankees, they lost to the Blue Jays 6-4. Cleveland okay. beat Minnesota 7-5. I mean, the Yankees.
Also, I would like to point out that in that, I think it was 2 days ago, the MLB tweeted out a video of Bo Bichette hitting a home run with the caption, Bo knows. And everybody in the comments was just angry. Because you know who's known for Bo knows.
Oh, yeah, Bo Jackson, obviously. I'm the Raiders. I'm Bo Jackson. But
Calling a three.
Calling a three. A little bit of Family Guy reference there. But yeah, there's some things you have to comment on. Like if someone posts the number 69, you have to say nice. It's just a happenstance. And it was really funny. I was watching the Devils.
You want to know something funny?
What?
The Bills long snapper, number 69.
Nice.
Yeah. See?
But the Devils posted a picture of Nikita Gusev. And I think like 17 people just posted the same gif of a goose looking at the camera. And it was really
just small things like that that you
just have to laugh at. They're just so funny. But
which
yeah.
That's why I love Twitter.
Oh yeah. Twitter's the best. Instagram I'm not a fan of. Snapchat. Yeah. I like Snapchat, but it infuriates me when people leave me on open.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I don't mind that. I mean, you don't snap anybody.
Yeah.
In the matchup of the season, this is the ALCS preview, ladies and gentlemen. We say this every week, but it is Baltimore and Detroit. Baltimore walloped the lowly Tigers. The lowly Orioles walloped the lowly Tigers 8-2 in just what is just a game that is meaningless.
No, not true. Who gets the first overall pick?
Oh, it's the Tigers. The Tigers are 44 and
yeah,
100,000. Yeah, and then Washington shut out Atlanta 7-0. Houston crushed Kansas City 12-3. Milwaukee, a stunning comeback against St. Louis. Ryan Braun in the top of the ninth, two outs, 3-2 count, a grand slam. Down by three. That is just a moment every kid dreams of.
Or every St. Louis kid.
Yeah.
But and then this one, I'm going to go off on a bit of a tangent after this.
Oh, my God, this week.
Chicago, the Cubbies beat Pittsburgh 16-6.
Well, hey, let me say something first. The Cubs utterly dismantled the Pirates in this series.
Yes, but so Urinating Tree, do you know him?
Yeah, I've heard of him, yeah.
He tweeted out, he's a Pittsburgh YouTuber, does a lot of, you know, just stuff like that. The Pittsburgh Pirates gave up more runs in their three-game series against Chicago than the Steelers have scored in the first 2 weeks, and nearly as many points as the Jaguars, Texans, and Chargers, Lions games combined.
Well, I mean, and they were just giving up home runs. That was literally the entire series. The Cubs were just bombing off of the Pirates pitching staff. And when there's teams that are behind the Cubs that want to get back into the wild card race, it's really hard when they have to play the Pirates every freaking week. Like, it seems like, as a Mets fan, it seems like every team in front of us is always playing the Pirates, always playing the Marlins, always playing a very bad team, and it's just terrible. So, yeah, the Cubs absolutely just silenced the Pittsburgh Pirates this weekend. The Pirates didn't even put up a fight.
No.
I mean, what was it, 14-8 or whatever in the first game, 14-4 or something like that, and then 16-6, just
not good
football scores. Oakland beat Texas 6-1. Colorado beat San Diego 10-5, the bottom two teams in the NL West. And then in another world's a potential NLCS matchup, the Giants and the Marlins, the final score was 2-1. What a barn burner.
I know.
Oh, man.
Any single hit could have changed that game.
Literally. And there wasn't a lot of them. And then Tampa Bay lost to Los Angeles Angels 6-4. Cincinnati beat Arizona 3-1 on the strength of the Suarez two home runs. Seattle beat Chicago White Sox 11-10,
which still was not the highest scoring game of the night. That was the Chicago Pittsburgh game.
Well, and it seems like every week the Mets lost on Sunday, which is I'm not surprised. They usually lose on Sunday, but they lost a heartbreaker to the Dodgers 3-2. They had a 2-1 lead in the eighth. Justin Wilson gave up the tying run, and then Lugo gave up the leading run. And that's all we got for baseball. We will go right into hockey as preseason gets underway.
Yes, sir. So, heavy slate of preseason games. There's 11 on the schedule tonight. Panthers take on the Predators in Nashville. Puck drop actually in
Nashville.
In about 14 or 15 minutes.
Oh, wait.
4:30. Host the games at 7:30. Blackhawks travel to Washington to take on the Caps. Habs host the Devils. Must be a split prospects.
Yeah, yep. It's split.
Okay, series. So the Bruins then travel to Boston. Bruins travel to New Jersey to take on the other half of the Devils prospects.
Taylor Hall not active in either of those games, by the way. He's sitting out these two.
I mean, makes sense. Isles taking on the Flyers in Philly. Penguins and Sabres going underway at 7 o'clock at Penn State. I wanted to go to that, but, you know.
Penn State's about 2 hours away.
Yeah.
So.
Another Panthers-Preds game. Other two halves of their teams still in Nashville at 8 o'clock. Blues taking on the Stars in Dallas at 8:30.
Stanley Cup champions.
Oilers hosting the Jets at 9. And then two split games.
How are the Flames? Why did you just play each other both at the same time?
Flames and Canucks in Calgary at 9, and then Flames and Canucks in Vancouver
at
10. That's stupid.
That's dumb. Why can't you just play each other?
I don't know.
The whole team.
It finally happened. Mitch Marner has signed.
Jesse Pollock from Bar Down TSN has finally signed his contract.
Yes, sir. So, a couple before that, Josh Morrissey to Winnipeg, 8 years, 6.25. Ivan Provorov.
I will say this right
now. If you get Josh Morrissey for more years, less money than Ivan Provorov, you're doing Provorov.
Well, there's also another guy that the Flyers signed. We'll get to it a little bit. They're just throwing around money out there. That's not for these guys that aren't good.
They're decent, but they're not, you know.
Like, I'm not building my team around Travis Konechny. I'm not building my team around Ivan Provorov.
I'm building my team around Ghostbear or
Gossesbear.
It's a terrible name to pronounce.
Gossesbear. Yeah.
Oh, we should have Goob. Have we pronounced
him? We have not done Gossespierre yet. We will have Goob do that eventually.
Gossespierre and Giroux. Those are the guys. Maybe
Couturier. Even Giroux. Like, everyone, all the Flyers
Couturier.
Fans. Think, yeah. Oh, I love Couturier.
Couturier and Ghostbear, I'm
maybe,
building a team.
Maybe Voracek.
Jakub Voracek, yeah.
But Claude Giroux, all the Flyers fans say he's elite. He's not elite. He had one good season, which was 2 years ago. And, yeah, he's been your cornerstone for a couple years. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's like I'm trying to compare him to somebody. It's like Andy Green. He's just been there.
Yeah.
I mean, even
or
though
Andy Dalton,
you can't even compare the two.
Also, Mitch Marner finally, obviously, six. What?
I finally found the numbers to call into the show.
Oh,
the lines are right there.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll do that eventually.
Mitch Marner, 6 years, $10.893 million.
All right.
I know. I've heard rumors that Marner's camp wanted, you know, 3 to 5, something lower, but Toronto obviously wanting the longer term. Toronto's going to be in terrible, terrible cap situation.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they have so many guys locked up for long-term deals. Tavares, Marner, Nylander,
yeah.
Matthews.
Here we go.
By the way, Matthews is the ugliest man in the league.
Here we go. Here's the urinating tree again. He tweeted this out. Maple Leafs, an introductory guide to cap hell. Marner, 10.9 for 6 years. Matthews, 11.6 for 5. Tavares, 11 for 6. Nylander, 7 for 5. Around $40.5 million devoted to 4 players for 5 years.
All right. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, they're great. I mean, Nylander, he had an off year last year. But 3 of those 4 are easily top 25 players.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they're good players. It's just they have.
Who's their defense? Cody Ceci?
Was it Jake Muzzin?
Oh, yeah. They have Muzzin and Ty Berry.
Yeah, I'm not going to build my team around Muzzin and Berry. Yeah, and then Jared Spurgeon, 7-7. Why?
Okay, but this next deal is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
McAvoy, 3 years at 4 point. That's an insane deal.
That is. How did he get him for that? That's like Acuna's contract.
Unless Boston knows something we don't about McAvoy. Like, he always seems to be a solid top four defenseman.
I've always thought he was a forward. I never knew he was a defenseman until the playoffs.
If McAvoy got, I'd pay McAvoy honestly Provorov money, 6.75.
Well, that was a dumb deal to begin with. Sorry to all my friends who are Flyers fans listening. I don't know
and
who
then
is.
And Konechny 6.5.
Yeah, terrible.
And great news. NHL will not open the CBA, so that means we have another 2 to 3 years of lockout free hockey. I think it's the 21-22 season that they can reopen it again. So great news there.
Yeah. So yeah.
Well, and here it comes.
Well, we already talked about his Yostbomb, but he's coming back in. So do you have another? Do you have another one for us, Luke?
We already airdropped another one.
Yeah, already airdropped your one about the
Alonzo.
So what are we talking about today?
We just talked about there's not going to be a lockout for the next couple of years.
That's good. NHL. At least that's good.
Yeah.
Talking about the preseason for hockey, a couple new signings.
What do you got for it?
Oh, so I came in here just to tell the fans, because I know they probably missed my beautiful voice on this this fun episode. We had a web show planned today, but unfortunately there's a class in the studio right now, so we kind of got pushed aside, if you will.
Yeah, happens.
It happens. But, no, I will be back for every week in the foreseeable future, as long as my contract doesn't get terminated and they re-sign me. But my second US bomb of the day is that Seattle's getting this new NHL team. It's going to be called the something stupid, Seattle Seals. Who cares? They'll get this team, and you will see the same thing they did with Vegas, where this team will make at least the Western Conference Final.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Honestly, there's no telling what's going to happen with these new teams.
Who's going to even know what? Like, who's going to even? The only thing I know about them is Ron Francis.
Yeah. He's adamant about the Western Conference Final. I mean, there's no telling what can happen in this day and age of the NHL.
Considering it is the Pacific, who has, you know, Marin won't like it, but an aging San Jose, an aging LA, an aging Anaheim.
Well, LA and Anaheim are just garbage.
Well, still, but you know what I mean, right?
I mean, San Jose is still pretty good.
Potential Vancouver. I mean, Edmonton,
Vegas,
David, and nobody else. Vegas.
They're adding another team in the Pacific Division. That's ridiculous. They should move some team out of it. They're probably going to have to.
They're moving Arizona to the Central.
Okay, that's better.
Which makes even less sense because
it's close. It's close enough, but it's still. Arizona's not really Pacific.
They don't have any rivals. Like
Arizona, Colorado. Like, that's the closest team to them, pretty much. Vegas.
But if I told you, like, okay, name a rival for Arizona.
That's like
L.A. because that one final, or the one Western Conference Finals that randomly happened.
Winnipeg? Their own city?
Dallas?
Arizona itself?
But now it's time for clips.
Get right into them. All right, well, perhaps the biggest hit for the Milwaukee Brewers this season, the Grand Slam, Ryan Braun. I mean, clutch.
Braun, center field, Bader going back, watches it, gone!
Yes!
A Grand Slam for Ryan Braun on a 3-2 pitch with two outs, and the Brewers take the lead.
My goodness, what an at-bat by Ryan Braun. How about that one? Unbelievable.
I mean,
the only thing you could wish for more is that, like,
bottom of the ninth, walk-off.
Yeah, if a kid was growing up, bottom of the ninth, Grand Slam walk-off, 3-2, two outs, that, I think, is in the...
The epitome.
If you put that Game 7 of the World Series, that is what every child who plays baseball
wants to do. Is his 20th home run of the year. He was 0-for-4 on the day. The Brewers are trying to make a run at the wild card and maybe at the NL Central. Who knows?
Well, without Yelich, it's going to be.
It's going to be tough, but they've picked it up. They have. Other guys stepping in, Moustakas, Braun, all these guys playing well lately. And then Eugenio Suarez, my favorite name to say, with his 47th home run of the season.
Payoff pitch, again in the air, left center field. Has he done it again? Goodbye! Suarez, 100 RBIs, and now he ties Andrés Galarraga.
So that was his 47th home run of the year. He ties Pete Alonso for the league lead and the quietest 47 home runs of the season. All right, and then a historic clip we have right now is one of my all-time favorite sports moments.
Stevens winds up, takes it. That one wide, and boy, they got a couple of screens. The Devils did in front. Back to the point, Stevens stepped up to hold it in, did. Hull stole it. Stevens holds it in again. Shot it right through the top of the crease. And they have centered shot! Score! The New
Jersey Devils have won the Stanley Cup. Jason Arnott with the game-winning overtime goal.
No damage found. Good news for him. Stevens winds up.
Sorry about that. Yeah, my all-time favorite sports moment. I wish I could have been older to see it, to actually relive it. I was only a month old when that happened. But yeah, my dad was actually at the game before that, which was in New Jersey, I believe. And the Devils, just the great, probably their greatest moment of all time.
Yes.
Nothing but like it. 2 OT. And yeah. And then we got one more. John gave us a clip that's a historic clip, and I don't know what it is, but we will take
it. I had one earlier. I changed it because, you know, I wanted to.
Let's see what we got.
Here's Hasek kicking it into the corner right onto Bure's stick. Bure drops it off to Lume again. Lume, right in the goal crease. Oh! Hasek just robbed Bure. Bure throws his arms up. He cannot believe it. Dominic Hasek robbed him blind.
Wow. That was, I've never seen that save before, but I really don't like how Rick Jenneret said Bure. Bure.
Yeah, he's Canadian.
But yeah, that was
one of the best goalies of all time. Top two, you know.
Top two.
No, we're always going to argue about who's better, Brodeur or Hasek. It's always going to be one
or
of those
Wah.
Things. I like Patty Wah, but I think he's a third.
Roy. Patrick Roy. That's how you call it. All right.
Derek Wah?
Derek Roy.
It's Derek Wah.
Derek.
All right. And finally.
Card of the day, our favorite. Speaking of card of the day, I got a card in the mail today.
Ooh.
Adding to my Martin Brodeur collection.
Oh, of course. Of course.
2010-11 Black Diamond Team Canada die cuts Martin Brodeur. I will show you that after this episode's over. But yeah, 2011-12 Upper Deck number 405 James Wisniewski.
I mean,
the greatest defenseman. No, like,
what can you say about James? Like, he's just there. Like. You know what I mean? Like,
Andy
he
Green.
Never was flashy. He never.
He was the assistant captain for Columbus for a while.
That's
was he a captain?
A terrible photo of James Wisniewski.
Yeah, he's blasting a shot
I
right
know
there.
I know it's James Wisniewski, but if it almost looks like, it almost looks like it could be, you know, like Nick Foligno.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, especially with his jersey, it looks like the two's cut off. It looks like that could be 20 or 71. That just looks like it could be, you know,
somebody else.
Foligno instead of
yeah. Not a very impressive career.
Yeah, I mean, he,
not bad.
He was a half-point-a-game player. I mean, not bad, but played with Chicago, Anaheim, the Islanders, Canadiens, Blue Jackets, and Hurricanes. And then he played over in Europe for a little while with Admiral Vladivostok of the KHL and the Kassel Huskies out of the DEL2.
Okay.
So not even the
not even the actual
German
DEL, yeah.
But, you know. What I mean, 53 goals, 221 assists, 274 points in 552 games, 156 overall draft pick in 02 by Chicago. He has since retired. I think he retired
a couple years ago.
Yeah. He last played in Germany in 2017-18, but he spent a couple years, obviously, in Russia and in Germany.
Yeah.
I mean,
an all right career.
Any input you can give on was like that has we haven't said already?
I like his last name.
Yeah.
It's cool. But, yeah.
So what was... Oh, what's his face? Was it Jack Johnson that had the legal troubles with his parents?
I don't know. No, that's Bobby Ryan.
No, it was a defenseman on Columbus, former, that, like, their parents were actually stealing money from them.
Oh, really?
I think it was Jack Johnson. No, not Jack Johnson, the musician. I want to know Jack Johnson. The
Upside down.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Jack Johnson is apparently married to Brady Quinn's sister.
Hmm. But what are the greatest quarterback of all time?
Let's see. Shortly after signing his first major contract, 7 year with LA, grant his mother power of attorney over all his finances. Over the next few years, he and mother and father took out several high interest loans against Johnson's future earnings.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that was not James Wisniewski, but
his parents, which I mean, you know. But we're gonna end this today with a bit of a tribute.
Yeah.
Lead singer of the Cars recently passed away.
Once again, interact with us on Twitter at NeutralZoneRMU. We want to talk to you. We want to hear what you have to say about this these episodes. And yeah, as always, I'm Tyler Gallo.
I'm John Hanna.
And we will see you next Monday.
We'll see you next Monday.
Yeah.